welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of Farm Chatter. Today we're going to share a little bit about a field trip we took.
Yeah, last week after the market, we decided we've kind of been, stalking, creeping, I don't know what the right word is, on Facebook. Some friends told us about this really cool business that's very similar to ours in Iowa. And it's called Miss Effie's Fresh Flowers, I believe. Is that right?
I believe it is. Or Country Flowers.
Yeah, Country Flowers. Country Flowers, I think that's it.
Miss Effie's.
Yeah, it's Miss Effie's.
Miss Effie's.
Donahue, Iowa. Super cool. But anyway, so after market, we made a trip.
We did. And we headed up to Iowa, stayed in Bettendorf, Iowa, which, okay place to spend the night. And then on Sunday, we were targeting Miss Effie's Sunday afternoon regular hours. She's open from 12 to 3 on Sundays and has some other regular hours through the week. But we knew that was a time frame we could hit. And our goal was to at least grab them for a few minutes to ask some questions.
One of the things that makes their business unique and similar to ours, and, you know, as we talk about this, you're going to find out there were a lot of similarities, but they have a corn zebo.
They do. And that really drew us. These friends, actually our board members, yes, Martha and Cheryl, had been there on a Master Gardener tour several years ago.
Yeah, they said at least 5 years ago, maybe more.
And have kind of told us a little bit about that. And as we have acquired a corn zebo, then they were telling us about Miss Effie's corn zebo.
Yeah, that was kind of the inspiration. So we've always thought maybe someday we ought to go visit this place.
Right, just to see what it's like.
Yeah, and as we are starting to narrow our focus on what our business is, because we definitely have interest in what we're doing, but we've talked about, we've been kind of scattered and we needed to focus. I believe this may have been a real key trip.
I think it was. And one of the things that we've really questioned is, would people come to the farm? Mm-hmm. We are not really super remote, at least in my mind.
Some people think we are.
Some people think we are. But you have to come here with purpose.
You do.
We are not truly on the way to anywhere. I mean, we can be, but if you're coming to our place, you are coming here for a purpose and specific. You're not just seeing us as you drive down the interstate.
No.
So we've wondered, will people come here for what we have to offer? And we found on Facebook, through talking to these friends, that this Miss Effie's is also not really on the beaten path.
They're on less of a path than we are.
They are.
Believe it or not.
Not quite a pig path.
Oh, it's not a pig path. It has rock.
It does have rock. But
it's surrounded by farmland just like we are.
Good old Iowa corn and beans.
Yep. A beautiful view.
Oh, gorgeous.
They're kind of on top of a hill.
But you need to be going there with purpose.
Yeah, you have to know where you're going.
And that was very encouraging to us, because one of the first things we asked was, do people come here for what you have to offer?
And they've been in business, I believe she said maybe 10 years or so.
Something like that, maybe a little
longer. So they're way more experienced than we are.
Absolutely.
And they're in the middle of nowhere like we are, maybe even less anywhere than we are.
If that could be true, it is.
Okay. So it was encouraging.
It was extremely encouraging. So we rolled in right at the stroke of noon.
Yeah, we were kind of like just hanging out.
We were driving. Yeah,
it's like, okay, we're here at 1:45. What do we do? So we got a little tour of the countryside in Iowa.
We did. And at stroke of 12, we drove up the driveway.
There we were.
And I didn't know what to expect.
No, we could see the corn zebo.
We could.
We could see that. And she did have a sign out there, so we knew
right
this
place.
Was the right place.
Absolutely. And we pulled up their lane and parked. And as soon as we got out of the car, here was this wonderful lady with her hands full of freshly gathered chicken eggs and said, "Can I help you with something?" And that's where it started.
It started right there. And so we said, we don't want to take a lot of your time, but we have kind of a similar business. And we'd just like to know if you had a couple minutes that maybe we could bend your ear, I think is what we said.
And sure enough, we stood there with her holding eggs.
For a long time,
for 15
really.
Minutes at
right.
least.
Yeah.
With our opening remarks, I guess you would say. And
we like to talk.
We do.
And so does she.
So does she. And her husband, most often referred to as Honey, although his name is Cliff, he was mowing and trimming mm-hmm. while we were arriving and talking and introducing ourselves. And then we sat out under shade trees. She had a lovely rug spread out in the grass and some nice, comfortable wicker furniture. And we sat in the shade and talked for a long time.
Probably about 3 hours. I think it ended up being about three hours.
We were there the entire time she was open on Sunday.
Customers were coming and going.
And they would, you know,
they
get
tended
up,
to them and
go tend
tended
to, the customers.
To us.
And she had said on Facebook that she really didn't have a lot of flowers in bloom. Just it's that funky time of season.
And it's been a tough year.
And it's been a little dry.
Too wet, too dry.
Right. So she was kind of at an in-between stage. So I think she was surprised that here people were coming. Mm-hmm. And that we came for really advice.
She was really surprised when we told her that we came from Illinois.
Yes, and we drove up there for advice. And talk about wonderful, accommodating.
They were so
people.
Gracious.
They were extremely gracious and just really opened up their knowledge base and shared with us everything they could cram into those 3 hours.
And we didn't just try to hog up all their time.
Oh, no.
We kept trying to leave and saying, you know, you have a business. And I believe that they really kind of enjoyed talking to us too.
I think
too.
They did.
And it was just so nice of them.
It was.
I mean, they showed us they have a little, what is it, a kitchen store.
Yes.
On site. They showed us that. They gave us some excellent advice.
We toured the flower gardens and the vegetable gardens.
And they showed us some of the different artwork that they've made.
And we were able to really dig in and ask those questions that were burning for us. We were able to put some of our questions into words. Things like, how did you get started? How do you get people to come here because it's so remote? One of the most important questions is, what would you have done differently? Mm-hmm. Or what is it that you've done and no longer do and why? And that was very helpful.
Uh-huh. It was.
And really gave us some good information and good ideas about where we want to take our business and the things that we can do to grow this business. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we talked to them about was, for me as the marketer, is they don't really pay for a lot of marketing. It's mostly by word of mouth. And so we talked about people find them in this remote place of Donahue, Iowa.
Look that up on a map.
Yeah, look it
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. Actually, look up Miss Effie's on Facebook.
Yeah, very cool.
And follow them. All of
yes.
our listeners should follow them.
Yes. But they do very little advertising. They are part of this group Silos and Stacks, I believe, which is a National Park Service
area.
Yeah, for, you know, I don't know a whole lot about it, but anyway, they are featured in like their magazine because they are a destination. But most of their advertising is word of mouth. And they were talking about, they have people that find this little spot. I think they have about 3 acres in the middle of Iowa. They've had people from all over the world that come there to have this experience. And it's nothing spectacular. There's not fireworks. There's not, you know, there's no show.
Right.
It's being out and talking to people and being in a comfortable setting in the shade and have swings and flowers and being surrounded by beautiful things. People come from all around the world to experience that.
They do. And it really is just finding that slice of country.
And they talked about, they are on a rock road. And they talked about, some people said, oh, no one will come to you that if you live on a rock road. But they talked about seeing Porsches and cars like that sitting in their rock driveway in this rural area.
So I think they really are an example of, if you build it, they will come.
Yes, exactly.
So it just was so encouraging for us to experience that and to talk with them and to hear them explain how they have built that. Some of their most valuable advice to us, I believe, was in how they go about charging for events or things that they host there, how they charge for their products. But they have had weddings in their Kornzebo. They've had graduations, things like that. And so we learned from them.
Birthday parties.
Absolutely. We learned from them about how to charge for those things. So that's something that was really good advice that we could put into our business plan. And
including
our business
even
model.
Like ancillary costs and how to set up a contract. Really useful business advice.
Absolutely. And we also talked to them a little bit about boundaries and how they established boundaries, because this is a business at their home. And the business is really the outside. They have this little kitchen cottage shop where they sell different things. We were fortunate enough to be able to purchase a few things before we left. And how they separate that from their home and still have some privacy, and how they do their business hours and things like that.
Because that's something we've struggled with.
It is.
We know that we are to share this place, but yet it's where we live and we don't want to be open all the time.
Right.
We need to have time to work on stuff, and we need some privacy.
Absolutely. So those were some really good lessons that we learned from them as well.
Yeah, it was such a great trip. And thank you to Kathy and Cliff. They were so gracious. They taught us so much. And we cannot wait to get together with them again.
Absolutely.
It was like we became instant friends.
We did. We shared so much in such a short period of time. And we'll be hearing from them, I'm sure. They'll be hearing from us. And I foresee even getting them on as guests to the podcast.
That would be fantastic.
That's something we'll be working on too. That's a lot in a short period of time. It does not even begin to cover what we learned from them and where we see our business going. But we're very excited about some of the opportunities ahead of us.
We have lots of ideas.
We do. And we'll be putting those ideas into practice. And you'll be hearing about them here on the podcast.
And we welcome other ideas. If you have ideas of something that you think that might be useful for this unique property that we have here, let us know.
Absolutely. Drop us a line at 5felinefarm@gmail.com. That, or message us through Facebook. Those are probably the quickest and easiest ways to get in touch with us.
Right. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.